This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. This topic is going to be very sensitive to the libtards. So if you're a libtard and you're going to cry and try to report my episode, I suggest you to lawyer up, shut the fuck up, and get off my page. Because what I could do is legally sue you for slander and harassment and stalking on my page for any fucking reports I get. And you ain't going to be the first one. So let's move on. I just had to give that disclosure because none of my episodes are for the sensitive, the weak, or the crybaby libtards. Yeah, you guys know where I'm going with this one tonight. So let's get started, America, shall we not? Recently, I've been seeing a lot of videos from Australia, Canada, Brazil, all the other fucking countries who have been stepping up, fighting back against their own government to stop the mandates, to take their freedoms back. But honestly, I'm embarrassed to say that I live in the United States of America at the fucking moment because our own American goddamn fucking people have become little pussies more and more. Yeah, I see the rallies here and there, the peaceful rallies, blah, 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 and all this talk about, so what's going on with the audits? What's going on with showing up at the White House trying to physically take Biden out? No one's doing it. They're all talk. What happened to the lawsuits? What happened to the impeachments? There's nothing but fucking talk. But yet, the libtards have a lot to say, right? About racism, about killing babies at 9 months old being pregnant, about getting the jabs for the kids from ages 5 in elementary school and kindergarten, all the way to the 12th grade. So all the shit that's going on, the only thing that I'm seeing is the agenda from the Democratic left side. They have been saying and doing what they say they're actually going to do. They've been doing it. They've been passing laws. They've been doing this. They've been doing that. What the fuck are the patriots doing? What the fuck are the conservatives doing? Better yet, what the fuck are the Republicans doing? All I'm seeing is talking about this shit, talking about that shit, raising the American flag in front of the libtards crying about it. But yet, we still don't have our fucking freedom. And you know what is the most embarrassing thing in this entire goddamn fucking universe? Is when I go to public places, I don't wear a muzzle. I don't. I refuse to. I don't believe in it. Republicans, all the fucking Democratic government, and Biden and cackling horse mouth Harris, y'all can shove the fucking muzzles and the jabs up your asses. I don't wear the fucking muzzles. My family doesn't wear it. And definitely we're not getting the jabs, okay? But how come I see all these videos on TikTok and on YouTube lately talking shit about, oh, we're not going to wear the muzzles. But yet when I go to a fucking store, only a handful of people, handful of my kind of people. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent who chooses the right side. Let's get that straightened out real quick before y'all start fucking crying and assuming shit about me. But going back to going to the store, for example, and seeing these fucking Republicans wearing a muzzle, I've already talked to a couple asking why, and they said, well, we don't want to start problems. No, fuck you. We are going to start problems. Actually, I'm going to take that back. the fucking Democratic libtards started a problem, and we're going to fucking end it. We're going to put an end to it. Enough is enough. I go to my fucking bank and I don't even wear a fucking muzzle. And not one motherfucker in that bank has the balls to say anything about it. I go to the grocery store without a fucking muzzle. I go to regular store shopping without a fucking muzzle. I go anywhere and just anywhere I want, even a reptile store, because y'all know I fucking love reptiles. I have a fucking zoo in my house and I love it. And they don't say shit about a muzzle. So I want to know what the best excuse is of why the Republicans are wearing a muzzle. It's fucking pissing me off. When we're talking about control and getting our freedom back, it starts now. It starts with the muzzles. Not even with the jabs, the muzzles. Did you guys forget about the muzzles? Now all of a sudden everybody's still continuing to wear a muzzle and they're concerned about the fucking jabs? It's both. Why the fuck do we have to wear a face diaper? I'm sorry, but last time I checked, we don't live in a fucking Muslim country. This isn't a third world country. Next thing you know, they're going to fucking make us cover ourselves up head to toe. Like Osama fucking said. Y'all know Osama is a fucking Muslim, right? Y'all know he's the fucking leader of the fucking Taliban. Everybody fucking knows that. And y'all know he's the one that's controlling our country through Biden. Biden is his little bitch. Just like he's a little fucking cocksucking bitch with everybody else. So, I want to know why the fuck America, our own country, our own American people are complying after they bitch and cry in their videos showing their red, white, and blue fucking striped flags out there, the American flag, saying we're not going to comply. Who are you trying to fucking show off to? Who are you trying to kid? Why don't you fucking take the muzzles off and then do it? I've seen a fucking rally earlier today on one of the videos where they're against the mandates of the muzzles and the shots, the jabs, the deadly shots. I call them the killer shots or the killer jabs. But yet, more than half of them are wearing a fucking muzzle outside. Outside. You are no different than a stupid Democratic pedophile fucking libtard that wears a fucking muzzle everywhere they go. Why would you wear a muzzle outside? I mean, you're not supposed to even wear it anywhere, but yet alone outside? In a park? In front of just basically on the street? Are you guys that fucking pathetically stupid? Are you guys that fucking scared? Last time I checked, the muzzles and the mandates for the muzzles and the jabs are not fucking laws. Do you guys know that you can actually file a lawsuit for any fucking business and company you work for, even hospitals, that if they require a fucking jab for you to wear one, get one, and you don't, and they fire you, don't fucking quit your job. Why are all these healthcare workers quitting their jobs? Wait until they fire you. Wait until they terminate you. Record it. And then you can file a lawsuit. The more lawsuits we could get out there, the more credit and the more we have on these fucking Democrats, the more chance we have of winning. So when it comes to people wearing muzzles, when it comes to their fucking jabs, blah, 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 all this bullshit. I mean, come on, get the fuck over it. Stop watching fucking CNN. Stop watching the fake fucking news. Stop it. And you know, it's so pathetically funny and disgusting at the same time how we can, technically I can, I'm pretty sure a lot of people can also, see the difference. When we go out, we know exactly who the Democratic libtards are, how separated they are from us versus the normal people. I mean, for God's sakes, why are you wearing a fucking muzzle in your car? In your goddamn motherfucking car. Why are you wearing a muzzle, a face diaper? You know how many of them I recorded? I'm actually going to start posting them. I'm going to start posting them on TikTok so you guys could see it. This is fucking stupid. This isn't humanity. This is not a communist fucking country. But yet, Americans are acting like one. What is it going to take for even the libtards to wake the fuck up? Probably nothing. The only thing that's going to fucking take for these libtards to wake up is in hell. After they take the jabs and they start dropping like flies like they have been doing for the past 6 months or more. That's what it's going to take. How many more fucking people are going to die for you guys to stop taking the jabs? For you guys to say, we're done with this. We're not going to do it. Take a stand. How many more people are going to die? And you know what the pathetic part is? I don't even fucking feel sorry for those who take the jabs, who end up on ventilators in the fucking hospitals, who end up fucking crying and not being able to fucking breathe. In the beginning, I was feeling sorry for them. But there's plenty of us that are standing up telling you not to take the jabs. And then what's more fucking sad is when I see it on Facebook, who proudly fucking prances around all these fucking libtards and proudly like allows these libtards to post their medical records. Isn't there a HIPAA law that you can't post your, not you can't, but to protect your medical records, you're not supposed to be posting that kind of shit? But yet I've seen fucking morons, men and women, proudly posting their shot records. It's not even a vaccination. I don't call it a vaccination. I want to throw up every time I hear that fucking word now. It's the deadly fucking shots. Don't you guys feel ashamed of posting your medical records of getting these deadly shots when there's so many of them, thousands of them out there around the world that fucking have died, including kids from it? What are you promoting? What you're doing is, I believe those who do it and proudly promote it, blood should be on your hands as well. Those who died from the shots, their blood should be on their hands as well. Those who proudly announce it and promote it online. I don't need to see your stupid fucking shot records. Nobody needs to see that shit. It's an embarrassment. It's not something for you to be proud of. You're a fucking disgrace to all humanity. I've seen so many of them proudly saying, well, I got my second vaccination shot. Here's my fucking card. Shut the fuck up, you ignorant, cocksucking, monkey, horse's ass, piece of fucking shit, jungle animal. Shut the fuck up. You're not a human being. You're a fucking animal. In fact, I can't even say that about animals, because animals are so much better than human beings these days. They're a lot smarter. So I can't even compare. I could say monster. You guys are fucking monsters. Promoting the shots so everybody else could see that you got the shots. You didn't drop dead yet. Give it about another 2-3 years. And your name will be on a fucking tombstone when your fucking family and friends bury your ass. Because that's exactly what's been happening to people. And then you're taking down everybody else with you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I told you, this fucking episode is not for crybaby libtards. And if you have a fucking problem with it, comment. Contact me. I will call you directly. I will show up in your fucking door. I don't give a shit. You got something to say? Say it to my fucking face. Because you damn well know that I'm fucking telling the truth. You guys are a fucking disgrace to all humanity around the world on this planet. Even the dumbest, stupidest fucking animal in this world is smarter than a human being these days. Actually smarter than libtards. Enough is enough. And then you wonder why there's a fucking division between the smart ones and the stupid libtards that look like inbreds. It's so easy to fucking notice a fucking libtard. Not only do they wear a face diaper in their car when they're driving, but they wear multiple face diapers. They look like inbreds. They act stupid. And a lot of them are racist. I said it. A lot of them are racist. There is no fucking racism between black and white. There's racism between racism with the people. And I'm fucking fed up with it. All this black and white shit. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I got black friends, family, and clients. And white ones. And Hispanics. You fucking name it, I have it from around the world. So when I see all this shit about when black people say, and yeah, I'm going to fucking say it. I'm going to fucking say it because like I said, I got black family. I got black friends. I got, trust me, my whole fucking life is mixed races. So I have every right to say it, and I don't give a fuck what you guys think about it. Because I'm the last person you guys could say, oh, she's a fucking racist. No, I'm not. I just call you out on your bullshit. That's all. I call you out on your bullshit. For all these black people that say, oh, I'm going to fucking, you know, white people are fucking racist and this and that. Motherfuckers, have you looked in the mirror? 90% of the fucking high crime rates that statistically have been proven as a fact. High crime rates are black on blacks. So if white people are fucking racist against blacks, let me ask you black people, why the fuck are you killing your own people? How come more than half the fucking crime shows that I see, especially CSI and what's the other ones? Hold on. 48 Hours, murder cases. 99.9% of those cases are black people killing black people. But yet white people are fucking racist. Shut the fuck up, look in the fucking mirror. Shut the fuck up with this racism bullshit. It's the same thing with the white people and same thing with Antifa. Motherfuckers, have you seen your fucking pale ass skin color? You're fucking white. Why are you kissing the ass and sucking dicks of black people? Knowing that in 2 seconds they could turn on you and they'll fucking put you underground in literally less than 2 seconds. People have gone fucking stupid. These libtards are fucking retarded. Retarded. And I'm not making fun of those who are mentally ill. I'm making fun of those who are mentally ill with the racism shit, who are mentally ill in the politician stuff. Because let me tell you something. I'm gonna be honest. This is the truth. And you guys fucking look it up and do your own research. All these fucking Democratic libtards that are wearing the muzzles, getting the jabs, talking about racism, all this other shit. They're the ones that have mental fucking issues. I don't even think a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a counselor, and a therapist all put together can do anything to fucking help these fucking morons. So yeah, actually, please go get those jabs. I encourage those people to go get the jabs. Please. We can use less of you fucking morons on this planet. Says the government. Your fucking government. Go do it. I'm fucking fed up. I'm fucking done with it. I deal with normal people. I deal with human beings. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, yellow, red, blue, green, purple, pink. I deal with all of them. But I pick and choose who the normal ones are. I pick and choose the ones that are not racist. I pick and choose the ones that don't take the jabs because I don't want to be around those who have the jabs. And I don't want to be around those who fucking wear a fucking face diaper. Because you guys are sheep. You guys are fucking mentally ill. And y'all need fucking help. I thought Chihuahuas were the dumbest fucking dogs on this planet. But yet, owning Chihuahuas personally, I swear on my fucking life, they're the most smartest fucking dogs compared next to these fucking libtards out there. My dogs outsmart the libtards. And you know how they say pit bulls are aggressive? Pit bulls are stupid as well. They turn against their fucking owners. No, 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 no. I have a pit bull too. My pit bull is smarter than any fucking black person out there that fucking labels pit bulls as aggressive and stupid and will turn on their owners. No, no, no. Don't put your shit on a pit bull when you yourself destroy your own black community and kill your own black fucking people. Pit bulls are smarter than you. When you can't even fucking keep your fucking pants up, your ass. No one wants to see your nasty, ugly, disgusting fucking ass. Keep your fucking pants up. Nasty. So, again, this is a reality wake up to all races, not just one. Again, going back to Antifa, you pale ass white motherfuckers. What the fuck are you doing? Get your heads out of BLM's asses and stand up for your own fucking right. You know, it really pisses me off because the other day I was in a store and I know all the workers over there, just one supermarket I go to for grocery shopping. I know everybody over there. They all know I don't wear a fucking muzzle. They don't harass me. They don't, because they know I will shove their own fucking muzzles up their asses if they try. They did try one time. After that, they quit trying because they knew my claws came out. I go, I have my fucking gun on my hip because I'm a fucking patriot. I'm an American and I have that right. So I'm standing in line. This fat cow white bitch standing behind me in line with the fucking black boyfriend, husband, whoever the fuck he is to her. Okay. So I'm standing there. The worker is fucking black. The bagger is fucking black. Everybody, you know, around me, they're mixed race, Hispanic, blacks and all that stuff. We all get along. We're all talking, laughing as the cashier is ringing up my shit. And this fucking white bitch behind me turns around. Looks at me up and down, heating on my fucking sexy ass because I have my fucking gun. I look better than her. I'm in perfect shape. I'm going to go there. You want to fucking profile me? I'm going to profile you. It's a two-way street, motherfuckers. Bitch is hating on me because her black boyfriend couldn't stop staring at me, but put him under a fucking leash. Keep him under a fucking tight leash. And I had my husband with me, so that's kind of disgusting overall, okay? Any fucking man that does that to me is disgusting. So keep your man on a fucking tight leash, bitch. Don't be fucking hating on my white ass. This white bitch turns around and makes a smart fucking smart ass fucking comment about how I'm a white bitch that I'm fucking privileged. Bitch, have you looked at your fucking skin color? That's another thing. It's not that white people are privileged. It's that black people are privileged. How come we don't have White Lives Matter? How come we don't have a TV show that's all black people? Labeled black TV or black whatever the fuck it is. Black MTV, black this, black. How come we don't have that? How come we don't have a school that says all black for all black kids or all black students? But yet white people are privileged? Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You don't even want to go there with me when it comes to that shit. And you know what? It's a disgrace and it's disgusting just to think about it. But I don't even like to talk about shit like this because again, I have, and you know what? The funny thing is my family, cause I come from a mixed race. They agree with me. All my black friends agree with me because they're not thugs. Okay. They're not racist. They agree with me. They're even ashamed of their own fucking race with the way these fucking black people are acting these days in this country. They're ashamed of their own race. So am I. And my fucking clients. Every fucking person that knows me agrees with me. And they're fucking fed up with this division as well. We're not the ones doing the division. You guys are. And I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how. The fucking minute you wake up, you watch the fucking news of what's going on. What does the news say? Black on white, white on black. I'm sick of hearing it, man. I'm fucking sick of hearing it. And here's another thing. those motherfuckers in our country that don't like our American flag, that want to cry like little bitches, little Karens, little cocksucking dumbasses, pack your shit and get the fuck out of our country. Move out. You're not obligated to stay here. Nobody's forcing you to stay here. Pack your shit and go to Afghanistan. Go to Africa. Go to Iran, Iraq. Go to third world countries where you will freely and happily cover yourself up from head to toe like the pathetic sheep that you are. And you no longer have to worry about looking at our beautiful American red, white, and blue flag. We're never going to stop flying our flag. We will shove our flags down your fucking throats and up your fucking asses till the end. I think people forgot, this is America. That is our color. Red, white, and blue is our American flag color. You don't like it? Go somewhere else. Get the fuck out. The borders are wide open, thanks to Biden's bitch ass. The borders are wide open. So feel free. You can leave for free. You don't even have to get a plane ticket. You can swim on your backs or get a canoe or swim on each other's backs or get a log or something. Get the fuck out of our country. The swamps are wide open for you. Go. There's no need for you guys to stay here and talk shit about America while thousands and thousands of people, illegal immigrants, are fucking coming in. And not, I can't even say sneaking in. They're not even sneaking anymore. They're just proudly walking across the fucking border or swimming on their backs across the fucking border because Biden decides to fucking leave all the doors open for you, for everybody. They're fucking coming in our country because we are the most freest fucking country in this world. But if the libtards choose to get the jabs, they choose to be sheep, continue to be sheep. They choose to wear a fucking muzzle. That means you don't belong in our country. We don't want you. Us Americans, and I speak for all fucking Americans, military, doctors, law enforcement, judges, not the libtard judges, the good ones, all American conservatives and patriots, I speak for all of them. Get the fuck out of our country. We don't want you here. We don't, you're not welcome here. You're not welcome. Maybe we need to start putting signs up for the libtards and putting arrows where the fucking borders are. Free. You guys can leave. You don't need a plane ticket. You don't need a train ticket. You don't need a bus ticket. The borders are open. Get the fuck out. Get lost. Kick rocks. We don't want you here. We don't want stupid, ignorant libtards in our country. And while you're doing that, you could take Biden and his whole administration with you because obviously that's who you worship. You disgusting, despicable, disgraceful motherfuckers. That's who you are. And I'm fucking fed up with it. I'm tired of people's stupidity. I'm tired of their brainless acts. I'm tired of their disgraceful way, the way they look at other Americans, other human beings. Also, the racist ones, get the fuck out too. You're a fucking racist, get out. You don't like black people, get the fuck out. You don't like white people, get the fuck out. You don't like Hispanics, get the fuck out. You don't like Asians, get the fuck out. You don't like the human race, get the fuck out. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm just, enough is enough. And I'm not the only one. Everybody is. That's all we ever fucking see with the videos these days. And I'm fed up with it. The only other thing that I could do to save my family and my close friends is literally to get a fucking ticket for on a spaceship and go to another planet. Because I cannot handle the human race these days. 90% of them are not even acting like human beings anymore. Everybody seems like they're privileged. They're entitled to something. And when one person does something or even wears a shirt, oh yeah, on that day, I was wearing a red, white, and blue American shirt. And I do that a lot because I'm proud of my fucking country. And those fucking libtards, I swear to fucking God, next time any of you piece of shit, ignorant, cocksucking motherfucking bitches say anything stupid, let alone look at me the wrong way, because I love my country, I stand for my country, and I represent my fucking country as an American, I swear on everything, I will fucking knock your teeth down your throat. It came to that. It came to a point where unless you guys start getting your fucking ass beat to learn a little bit of respect of what humanity is, you're not going to learn. That's the only thing that's left. We've been silent. We've been patient enough. Our buttons have been pushed enough. The only other way to teach you guys a fucking lesson, to stay in your lane, mind your business, shut the fuck up, don't fucking come between us and what we're doing in our personal space, especially in public places. The only other thing left for people to do to you guys is knock your fucking socks off. You will be swallowing your fucking teeth and grabbing and counting them off the fucking ground. And it's not a threat. It's a goddamn promise because we're fucking fed up with it. If you guys can go and loot and burn down cities, burn down businesses, black people fucking going to black communities and killing black people, Antifa following them because they're fucking as stupid as they are, that we have every right to put your fucking asses in a hospital where you're bruised up black and fucking blue from head to toe so you guys will learn a lesson not to fuck with us. I noticed the more we're quiet, the more we're respectful, the more we turn the other cheek, the more you guys think that you could take advantage and do something. And we're not taking it anymore. I know I'm not. I know there's hundreds of thousands of fucking people out here that are not. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of real American patriot followers. I have them. And we're all sick of it. Fuck around and you will find out. That's all I gotta say. Fuck around and you will find out. Because our limits have been pushed to a point where we don't give a fuck what we do to you anymore. It comes to a point where we don't even feel sorry for you anymore. We feel sorry for the human race that has mixed monsters amongst us, which is the libtards. Enough is enough. Either shape up or ship the fuck out. This is where America, instead of coming together and uniting, because I know a lot of people are, but this is where America has come to. This is what we have become nowadays. And enough. Either be civil with us and unite, or stay the fuck out of our way. Because you will get ran over and stomped on before you can blink for help. And that's a goddamn fucking promise. Because we all had enough of the threats, of the violence, of the looting. We had enough of the cities getting burned down. For what, you fucking goddamn motherfucking cocksucking monsters? What the fuck are you guys trying to do? And then cackling horse mouth Harris. Oh, the bitch that you guys worship and sucker pussy? Yeah. She's going down too, just like Biden is. They're not going to be in office too long, trust me. I'm just hoping the court system speeds up the process a little bit faster. But that's how you who you guys worship, right? The fucking leftist libtards. When she said, oh, there's nothing wrong. I don't see any violence. They're peacefully protesting. What the fuck part of peaceful is looting and killing people and burning down fucking cities. Oh yeah, I forgot. You guys follow her because you guys like to, and I'm talking about the libtards. They like to live off of the government money, right? $700 a month, if that, $200, $300 a month. You guys are good with that, right? Of course, it's not enough to pay your rent. Of course, it's not enough to buy food and live from, right? So what do you guys do? You take the government money, but yet you still go rob and kill people and shoot people and beat old white men and old white women and old white people in general, right? Because you guys are so cool. Can we be like you? You guys are so fucking cool. Can we be like you? You guys are fucking disgrace to all humanity. Can't pick on somebody your own size. Go pick on the old fucking white people that are 70, 80 years old. Yeah, that's the mentality of the black thugs. But yet we're the racists. We're the ones with the privilege, right? We have all white TV shows. We have all white schools. Imagine if the tables were turned. All hell would have broken loose. And somebody had to say it. I'm going to say it. All hell would have fucking broken loose. But you know why we don't do that? Because we're not fucking racist. We'll throw racism right back at you. But we're not racist. That's why we don't have all the white schools and all the white privilege and all the white shit. In fact, if anyone that's fucking feeling entitled and privileged are the black ones, not the white ones. Seeing how you guys fucking get pulled over by a cop because you're speeding. To your own fault, you get pulled over. What do? Let's go ahead and start recording. Oh my God, officer, you're a fucking racist. I'm gonna put my hands up because you're gonna fucking shoot me. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Do you guys realize that the black race card has expired centuries ago? It does not work on us anymore. Cry us a goddamn black fucking river. It doesn't work on us anymore. And I'm fucking fed up with it. And you know what? My black friends and my black family, they all fucking agree with me. Enough already with this fucking thuggish fucking life that you guys are living. Thinking that you're in control and you're going to intimidate the white people. Bitch, you don't fucking intimidate us. You don't fucking intimidate us, motherfuckers. Trust and believe. All these years we've been civil, we've been quiet because we don't like to have a fucking felony records like you guys all do. But you know what? The gloves are off now. The gloves are off now. You throw racist shit at us, we're going to throw it right back to you to see how it feels. We're going to give a taste of your own fucking medicine. And even though my black friends and my black family members, they're all fucking doing the same thing too. To their own race. Yep, we all are. We all are. And I'm a mixed race myself. We all are, motherfuckers. All the gloves are fucking off. And I'm fucking fed up with it. So, again, either shape up or ship the fuck out of our country. And this goes to all the libtards. I'm not just talking about black people. I'm talking about the white ones. I'm talking about Hispanics. I'm talking about the Asians. I'm talking about every fucking libtard out there that are sucking Biden's dick right now. Get the fuck out of our country. This is America. There is more of us than there is of you guys, libtards. You got us fucked up and twisted ass backwards. That's what you guys did. You got us fucked up. We're the majority, motherfuckers. We are the majority. Just because we've been silenced the whole time, we've been polite, patient the whole time, our patience has ran out. If you guys see all the fucking rallies and all the people, the American people with the American flags out there, with the nice fucking big ass trucks that we have, oh yeah, that's us. That's us. And we're just starting. We got the truckers. We got healthcare people. We even got law enforcement on our side, majority of them. Yeah, there's some fucking tyrants here and there. But majority of them are on side. So you guys decide. You can be civil with us, or if you decide to go against us, Make sure you have your tissue paper ready to dry your fucking tears. And stop acting like fucking monkeys and jungle animals. Hopping around with your middle fingers up, screaming like little fucking Karen bitches. All you're doing is embarrassing yourselves. Have you guys looked in the mirror when you do that? How stupid and pathetic and retarded you look? Especially the pale ass fucking white Antifa motherfuckers. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you guys inbreds? Y'all look like inbreds. All these white Antifa motherfuckers, you guys look like inbreds. You guys bypassed the white trailer trash people. You guys bypassed them. Straight fucking inbreds, like part of the Chainsaw family. The Chainsaw Massacre, you know, the movie you guys saw? You see how inbred the fucking family looks? That's how the Antifa looks. You guys are fucking disgusting, dude. Go shower once in a while. Seriously. We can smell you from a mile away, just like we could smell BLM from a mile away. Y'all need to shower once in a while. Put some makeup on. Get a haircut. Color your hair. Look like a human being. Look like a decent person in society. Not like jungle fucking animals coming out of nowhere, acting like fucking goddamn. I can't even say monkeys because monkeys fucking act better than you guys do. Come on. Giraffes act better than you guys do. Elephants act better. Every zoo animal acts better than you guys do. Stop it. Enough is enough. Why don't you guys look in the fucking mirror before you fucking turn the tables on us and talk shit about us? There's nothing you guys can say about us. Nothing. Our hygienes are fucking clean. We look like normally decent human beings. You guys are just fucking jealous because 90% of you guys have fucking felonies on your records and can't fucking open carry, right? So you have to talk shit to those who do open carry because we have clean records. Funny. Isn't it funny how the jealous people like to talk shit about the smart people that's in decent society? Fucking pathetic, you guys. Pathetic. I'm done. I'm not talking about this anymore. I just had to rant because I had enough. I mean, if I have to run for Congress, trust and believe, I'll get majority of the votes because we're all done with the libtards. We're done with the Democratic fucking libtards. We're done with the leftist libtards. We're done with you guys. We're just done. We're done. We're done. You guys are going to see. And it's funny because you guys are already starting to feel the heat from us. Are you guys starting to wake up now and realize we're the majority? Not yet? Do you need more? We'll give you more. That's okay. You'll see. You'll see. Except the difference between us and you guys, we do shit legally. We do things legally. That's why we're making your head spin right now. That's why you guys are pissed off like stupid animals. Anyways, I'm going to go. I'm done with these fucking lip tarts. I'm going to go have a good night's rest. I hope the rest of you normal American people have a good night as well. I love my American people, not the lip tarts. My real true American patriots, conservatives, Republicans, you know, the true Americans. Love you guys. Y'all stay safe. We'll get through this. Trust me. Trust me. This isn't over yet till the fat lady sings. And she's about to get ready to sing soon. I'll see you guys later. Take care.